You are listening to a podcast from BecomingJewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is Pesach Seder. Pesach, also known as Passover, is a biblical festival that begins on the 15th of Nisan. It falls in March or April on the secular calendar. Pesach is an 8-day holiday that celebrates the exodus of the Hebrews from Egypt and our freedom from oppression in modern days. The holiday is also referred to as Chag HaAviv, the spring festival, and Chag HaMatzot, the time of our freedom. It is the first of the three pilgrimage festivals with both historical and agricultural significance. Agriculturally, it represents the beginning of the harvest season in Israel. The primary observances of Pesach are related to the exodus from Egypt after generations of slavery. This story is told in Exodus chapters 1 through 15. Many of the holiday's observances are instituted in chapters 12 through 15. Probably the most significant observance related to Pesach involves the removal of leaven, also known as chametz, which are the five major grains, wheat, rye, barley, oats, and smelt, from our homes. We may not own, benefit from, or eat chametz during Pesach. This includes food for the animals. All chametz, including utensils and other kitchen accessories used to cook chametz, must either be disposed of or sold to a non-Jew, which can be repurchased after the holiday. This commemorates the fact that the Jews leaving Egypt were in a hurry and did not have time to let their bread rise. The grain product we eat during Pesach is called matzah, which is unleavened bread, made simply from flour and water and cooked very quickly. On the first night of Pesach in Israel and the first two nights outside of Israel, a Seder is held. A Haggadah, which literally means telling, is the book used to conduct the Seder. Even though there is a standard to the order of the Seder, there are various Haggadot and individualized celebratory events that occur during the Seder. The order of the Seder is as follows. Kaddish, which means sanctify, we recite the Kiddush, elevating this night above the mundane. Or Chatz, which is wash, is where we wash and purify the hands before eating the karpus. Karpus, which is vegetables, we eat a vegetable dipped in salt water so that we may taste the tears of anguish and despair of our ancestors when they were slaves in Egypt. Yachatz, which means breaking, we break the middle matzah and put away the larger half for the afikomen, while the smaller piece personifies the spiritual and material destitution of our ancestors in Egypt. Magid is a telling. We narrate the story of the Exodus, beginning with a child asking, "Why is this night different from all other nights?" to put us back in touch with childhood innocence. Rachsa, or washing, is where we wash the hands prior to the meal to internalize humbleness. Motzi, which is the blessing over the bread, is where we recite Hamotzi over matzah, implying that the raw energy from food can give us energy to better serve God. Matzah. This is the blessing of the matzah. We recite the blessing of the matzah to exemplify selfless ego and remind us that our ancestors accepted God-given freedom with selfless ego rather than arrogance. Maror, or bitter herbs. We recite the blessing for the eating of the maror in order to taste the bitterness of the exile and clarify the significance of the exile. Korech, which is a sandwich. We eat the sandwich of matzah and maror to emphasize that now that we are free of slavery, we are to reach out to others and share our freeing experience. Shulchan Orech. This is the festive meal. This festive meal begins with the dipping of a hard-boiled egg in salt water to symbolize our ongoing mourning for the destruction of the temple, and the meal represents our ongoing common goal of redemption. Tzafun, which means hidden. We eat the afikomen that had been hidden during the Seder as a symbol that we are connected to God and we must go through the trials of life, represented by the other parts of the Seder, and listen to our yearning to become connected with God. Beracha is the blessing after the meal. We recite the Birchat HaMazon and fill the cup of Elijah, after which we stand at the open door with a candle, reciting the passage, inviting Elijah to appear and usher in the redemption. Halal, which are psalms of praise. We recite the halal as a way of revealing God's kindness and compassion. And finally, nirtza, which means accepted. At the conclusion of the Seder, with the wish, next year in Jerusalem, invoking the idea that daily we leave Egypt when we reach for higher levels of holiness. Thank you for listening to Pesach Seder. Shalom.